I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Portland. Welcome to the 5:33. These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Lego stuck up nose for 25 years.
What?
Yeah, a dude.
How?
A dude by the name of Andy Norton from Phoenix was shocked. They found a piece of Lego in his nose. Norton had forgotten about a childhood mishap that left the toy stuck in his sinus. Been there for almost 3 decades. When they took it out, he said, hey, can I keep it just for keepsakes?
Oh, my goodness. Well, doctors say it could have been worse. He could have actually stepped on one.
That is so true.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Guy Fieri was mistaken for a bartender at Sylvester Stallone's house. This happened during a party in 2022 where Guy was invited and he was looking like his normal self. He had a jean jacket on and his spiky hair, and whoever was running the party walked up to him and goes, hey, lose the jacket. Let's get to work. She did not realize she was talking to the mayor of Flavortown.
Well, let's cut her some slack. This could have happened to anybody when you realize the actual bartender was Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Lonely dolphin sexual frustration leads it to attack beachgoers. There have been more than 45 dolphin attacks in Japan this summer from what they think is the same lonely, sexually frustrated dolphin.
So because he's not getting laid, he's assaulting beachgoers?
Yes. It starts by nibbling and then it gets worse.
Well, eventually somebody is going to come home from spring break and tell their friend, I have good news and bad news. The good news is, I lost my virginity.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.